This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Receive the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, this Pentecost Sunday, most of the action, well, it's in the first reading from the book of Acts. So with due reverence to John's gospel, let's break precedent and go where the action is. But first, let's borrow a thought from this week's gospel account of the risen Christ as he appears in the upper room. Just after greeting the apostles with the customary shalom, Jesus charges them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And with these words, Christ sets the table for Pentecost, literally 50 days after Passover, a day that the Jewish people reserve to celebrate God's favor. Jesus alerts the apostles that the Holy Spirit is coming, but he will not arrive until Jesus has returned to the Father. It's more than a theological nicety that Jesus and the Holy Spirit don't occupy the same space or the same role at the same time. You see, there's a sublime order to the Trinity, Creator, Redeemer, Advocate. And as mature Christians, we've lived our whole lives with the mystery of the Trinity. Now just imagine the impact of its initial revelation on these simple fishermen and laborers. You see, earlier Jesus had told the apostles that when his work was done, he'd go to the Father. But that was when they saw him as a hometown phenomenon, their mysterious, miracle-working friend and teacher. Now, Jesus speaks with divine authority as the risen Savior. There's an immediacy to his words, and he quickly closes the loop of divine presence in our lives. As the Redeemer sent by the Father, he promises that he'll never abandon us, for the Holy Spirit is coming. You see, significantly, Jesus doesn't speak to the apostles. He's not a disembodied spirit. He breathed on them from the depths of his risen body. As the Father has sent him to do God's work in the world, Jesus sends us to carry on God's work through the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. True to his word, 50 days later, the apostles received the Holy Spirit, and once again they had gathered together. Once again, God entered the room and moved among them. But this time, there was no physical presence. There were no wounds to inspect, no familiar face to welcome. The flesh, well, it was replaced by a force. The power of the Holy Spirit was upon them, manifest in violent wind and, well, in tongues of fire. But more significant than the pyrotechnics was the infusion of the evangelical brilliance and sheer energy. God the Advocate filled them and sent them out to preach and teach with infinite wisdom, zeal, and great courage. The apostles, those ordinary guys, those cowards, those betrayers, those, well, numbskulls, had become inspired evangelists, fearless missionaries, carriers of the new covenant, living witnesses to our redemption. This year, in the Gospels from Ash Wednesday to Pentecost, we've observed the spiritual growth of the apostles. Miraculously, they've learned so much. They've come so far. But how much have we learned? How far have we come? Let's quickly review. In this Lenten Easter cycle, we've learned once again that we're saved. Our every sin, well, it was nailed to the cross. And in the risen Christ, we know eternal life is ours. We know that salvation is God's gift outright, that we're saved by faith. We need only to believe, and it's a sign of our belief that we be baptized into the family of believers. We know, too, that believing, well, it's not a spectator sport. We can't plump down on life's proverbial couch and wait for dominoes to deliver eternal life. Our faith, it must be active, not passive. You see, only in active faith can we receive the hope and the love that are the legacy of our redemption. Sadly, like the apostles, we're slow learners and fast forgetters. That's why the Holy Spirit comes to us as it did to them, and not as a visitor, but as the abiding presence of God. Sure, you can ignore him, you can shut him aside, you can move him into a dusty spare room in your mind. but not if you value your salvation. He's with us now. He knows every atom of our being, every thought, every action, every impulse. He inhabits every moment in our lives. That's why we're reading God's Word today. If we take nothing else from these past 90 days, be awake. Be alert to God's presence in your life. Receive the Holy Spirit. Welcome Him. Share Him. And when our time comes, He'll welcome us and share us with the Father and the Son. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.